We are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Terry Jones, Associate Editor at Investor's Business Daily. He's with us now to talk about the latest consumer optimism numbers, courtesy of IBD and Technometrica Market Intelligence. And despite a litany of negative economic indicators right now, some of the positive ones seem to have struck home with the American people, because the overall optimism number is now at 49.1, within sniffing distance of that magic 50% barrier, which would indicate a positive outlook on the economy. And Terry, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, thank you for having me, Greg.
This is, as we always say, a three-component index, which is all averaged into one number that this month is 49.1. Yeah. The huge jump here is the six-month economic outlook, jumping up 10 points or almost 25% to 50.2. This is the one that's really been dragging down this overall number for a long time. What's responsible for it?
Well, we think there might be signs of an emerging recovery, albeit tentative signs, I will grant you. I mean, the numbers this week on consumer credit didn't look very good. They were down 3.5%, and, you know, the stock market was off a little bit today. But if you look back over the last few weeks, you've seen a number of things, including home sales and durable goods orders, that were, in the words of many economists, surprisingly strong. And we think people are starting to think, well, you know, this recession won't last forever, and it might be ending somewhat soon. We look at our indexes as mostly forward-looking indexes. In other words, people are looking out and saying, okay, what's going to be happening in the future? And particularly our six-month outlook, that's the one that jumped, as you noted, almost 25%. That 25% jump is a huge increase, puts it over the make or break 50 line, and also sort of signals that people are expecting a recovery within about 6 months.
Terry, you mentioned several different factors that are going on here. You mentioned the Dow's doing better. You also mentioned home sales and durable goods. Is one of those especially important as folks look out towards the next 6 months? We obviously saw how the mortgage crisis kind of was the tipping point for this whole economic slide. Is home sales a major factor here? Is it all of them together, or is it a different one?
Yeah, it will be a major factor. And right now, on a year-over-year basis, home sales are terrible. They might be increasing on a month-to-month basis, but they're still down very sharply, 20, 30, 40%. But that said, within about 5 months or so, all the year-to-year comparisons are going to become very favorable, because on a year-to-year basis, the sales will actually be up. So we'll start seeing actual growth in the housing market, and that will be very positive, and will establish a base for growth in other parts of the economy. And as long as we don't do anything really stupid on the policy end and ruin our banking system or put the financial system in severe distress, then we should be able to see some kind of tentative recovery, I would think, in the second half.
Get a little more specific on what could derail this, Terry, in terms of the banking or other economic confidence measures. What's the right thing to do on some of these key issues coming up, and what's the most important things to avoid?
Well, we at IBD think that the policy mistakes that will be made going forward will be made more on the side of activism, that is, government doing too much. Too much stimulus, too many interventions in the free market economy, too much micromanaging of companies like GM and Citigroup. We think as long as that happens, whatever recovery we have is going to be a sort of a tepid one. But if they would just get back and stand out of the way, once the recovery gets going, it'll gather steam, and they won't have to do anything. And maybe we can roll back some of these programs that have been powered through Congress and that are going to spend literally trillions of dollars in the next few years and saddle our kids with an enormous amount of debt.
About 30 seconds left here, Terry. And the personal financial outlook up 3% to 52.7. Confidence in federal economic policies virtually the same, just down 0.2 points. Terry, when you see a surge this huge, a 25% surge, is it usually sustained, or in the next couple months will we see it slide back a little bit, assuming the factors don't change a whole lot?
It's not always sustained, and this is sometimes the six-month outlook is sometimes a volatile number, depending on the flow of news during the month. But it seemed to have bottomed here in the last couple of months, and this big jump really came out of the blue, and I think it was related more or less to good news, including this turnaround in the stock market. Just the fact that the stock market doesn't seem to be falling off the table any longer has made a lot of people very happy, and I think lets them feel a little bit more secure. Their 401ks won't be disappearing entirely.
Terry, unfortunately, that needs to be the last word. As always, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Greg.
Terry Jones is Associate Editor at Investor's Business Daily. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. Many thanks to Executive Producer Jim Roberts. I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join me next time for Dateline Washington.